What is going on? It's Kabir Kabizi Singh over here on the podcast. It's not big. Why? This is why I did not want you to be my first guest, because you're an asshole. You shit on everything, Fernando.
First guest.
It's nonstop.
I thought I was going to be here for the long term. I thought it was like,
there's no long term.
Kabir and Fernando.
There's no long term. You're the worst.
Oh, so you finally, get the, you finally get the English?
This is terrible.
Oh, it's fantastic. We finally got the English translation for the NXT, but it's apparently it's German. Fucking English.
We've been listening. Yeah, we've been watching and listening to SummerSlam, and what
so
was that
you
like?
Can turn that
German
into American English.
We got Robbie great. Cole in the house. Give it up for Robbie, everybody. Glad to hear it. And we got Sean Reddy over here who passed out at 7 o'clock.
Yep, we're here.
Oh, that's great. What the Sloth Slayer.
Why are we doing this?
The microphone to his mouth, this guy.
He's smart. He's good.
He really is. He wants to get himself far away from this whole thing as possible. I get it.
Well, he's involved now because we already announced him. Real quick, your thoughts on anything? By the way, for some of you guys that don't know who Fernando Soltoro is, he's the most interesting man in the world.
Suicide?
And you can literally throw any subject at him, and he'll just be weird about it.
Jesus, man, why are you doing this?
What do you like?
Don't put me under this pressure.
Give me your thoughts on
I tell you what,
anything.
I do like
ramble.
Putting a rope around my neck and just making it fucking finish. I'll tell you what I do like. Fucking The Fiend on SummerSlam.
That was a very good one.
Come on! Jesus!
Nice. What's your favorite thing about that?
Everything.
This guy was hilarious an hour ago.
No, everything about that was fucking amazing.
Enjoyed
it? As far as him being like, look, here's the thing. Every time you're on the spot is when you don't do your best fucking shit. You might as well just have microphones in my fucking house and make it like Big Brother style.
I'm gonna say the government already does.
Exactly. The government already has that shit. You might as well just have that. But then I do my best. Let me tell you something. The NSA is laughing right now off of the other shit that I did.
Well, that would be the only people laughing at this podcast.
That's right. God, how dare you?
Well, your thoughts. Your thought about all of everything.
I thought that the Velveteen Dream intro was the shit. Did you see? You haven't seen that yet.
I missed NXT TakeOver.
Oh, dude. Velveteen Dream is the future.
Oh.
Talk about your thoughts and dreams, Fernando. What is your dream? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, Well, obviously, he's not here sitting with you guys watching fucking NXT.
Sounds like we're meeting him.
Why are you trashing us?
It's not trashing you. It's fucking being real. What? No, it's fucking going out doing something. Not being here at the fucking 11 in the morning.
We're supposed to go to Universal Studios at some point.
This is what I'm talking about. A fucking Thursday at Universal Studios?
Your thoughts on the government.
Alright.
Your favorite...
No, wait, what is this podcast about?
You're actually... It's about interviewing interesting people, which I failed on the first episode, apparently. Your thoughts about the government? You're a Trump fan, and you like it. And you like all these terrible people.
I'm a fan of people that fucking get outraged. Like outraged.
That's a word.
At the end of the day, the fucking, the...
I don't know if these are on. No. Give me your
At the end of the day, the Bilderberg group, the fucking Illuminati is still running the world. They have an agenda, and they're waiting till it becomes a new world order. That's it.
That's your thought process.
That's exactly. It's not a conspiracy theory. That's exactly what's happening.
That sounds weird. What kind of facts do you have on that?
It's not facts. It's what I believe in.
So you're basing this entirely on what you believe in your heart.
If you believe it in your heart, it has to be true.
Yes. Can't argue with that, honestly.
Shit. No, it's fucking true. I can shoot you facts, but no one's gonna believe those. But if you believe
because
it in your heart,
not.
they're not facts. Do you see why people would have a hard time believing when you're dressing?
Oh, anything shit. That's too crazy is fucking unbelievable. That's the problem.
What's your favorite thing about America?
America is great.
Yeah? Explain yourself. I love America too, but tell me.
Why do I have to explain myself? Because America's great.
Top three favorite things about America.
Oh, fucking apple pie, hot dogs, and the fact that immigrants get to fucking be immigrants. No, I'm just. I come from a family of immigrants, and that's fucking great. But you know what? Let's talk about the real situation here. Why can't the Statue of Liberty, instead of giving your poor, your tired, your hungry, your humble masses, yearning to be free, I know exactly what the fuck it says. Why can't it just be wearful?
Wearful.
Yeah, we're full.
That's your favorite thing about America?
It's just no.
A rant look, about the Statue of Liberty.
Here's the thing. I want to have immigrants. Speaking for the rest of America, I want to have immigrants, but at the same time, back in the day, you used to have immigrants come in and then all of a sudden go like, hey, look, we're full, like let's fucking do this kind of shit. Operation Paperclip, you know Operation Paperclip? German fucking scientists getting them in here.
Do we hear about that?
Yes.
What? Yeah. No, I thought Operation Paperclip was when I was trying to make a document in Microsoft Word and that paperclip popped up and was just
you.
Like, hey, looks like you're trying to do a crazy was that a real racist thing? Grant. Let me help you with that.
Is this racist?
I'm right surprised now? Fernando didn't storm fucking Area 51, to be honest.
No.
Would
no.
you be down for that? What do you think is going on over there? What do you think is going on in Area 51?
Here's what I think, honestly.
Oh, can't wait. I know you've thought about this too, like
it's
a fucking psychopath.
It's going to be bad. You're not going to be very excited. I think it's a military base where every military dude just fucking just goes and chillax. And they don't want to let their wives know and shit. Meanwhile, we're just like, we're going to storm that shit. And they'll be like, no, we just want to... we want to make aliens. So it's just a bunch of dudes just fucking chilling. And meanwhile, we're just fucking ruining that? Come on, man.
They're just trying to have a good time?
Yeah.
Play some FIFA?
Play some fucking... Whatever the fuck they want to do is like, oh, honey, I gotta fucking go out for 2 weeks and all that kind of shit.
You know, oh, my God.
Like, I gotta do a tour.
That's
and
so...
then they do that shit and they have a fucking fun time. So they do it in a place where it's like fucking Alienville and all that kind of shit where no one wants to fucking touch.
You truly believe that?
I think I do, yeah.
That is badass.
That's exactly what's happening.
Alright, more questions. Do you think the world is
more
flat?
The question is, would this be recorded? Because obviously we got fucking...
It's being recorded!
It's only being recorded for 3 minutes.
Do not shit on the podcast while we're taping this, alright? That's rule number one. I gave you the list on a piece of paper.
But yeah, that's exactly what's going on in the area. No aliens, it's just fucking dudes just chilling. Just dudes, bros
that's
being
a
bros.
Great concept.
Bros being bros?
Yeah, bros being bros.
That's such a good concept.
It's actually not a bad idea. Do you think that's what they're doing on other planets too? Just bros being
bros? No, I mean, like, do you believe that there's aliens?
I do. Sure. I believe there's aliens, for sure. 100%
sure,
there's aliens.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, do you think that they're coming all the way down here just to fucking observe? No, I don't believe that. But the fact of the matter is, like, Area 51 being a fucking base where bros could just be bros, I get that. That seems more believable.
Where
you know what I mean?
Be bros.
Like, could you imagine, like, let's say you had a miserable wife, and you're just like, I want to get the fuck, and you're in the military, and you're like, I want to get the fuck out of here, but I need to be deployed somewhere just so I could fucking make it.
No, we get what you're saying, Fernando. Like, yeah, you're making it very clear. You made it clear 5 minutes ago. We don't need the breakdown on a fucking guy's birthday and shit. What time did he leave? Wednesday at 7 o'clock?
No, for sure. So that's what I think that's going on. I don't know if
you think men are superior than women.
Fucking eh. So here's the reason why. I will break it down to you.
I want to hear it.
It's because of
first guess, Fernando Sotaro.
Structure, everything about men is far superior. As far as sports, if you go break it down to sports.
My girlfriend Kim is disgusted over there in the corner.
Stop
by the
being
way.
A bunch of fucking dudes that are just like, oh yeah, well, you know, fucking just, you know, on Team Women. Let's be real.
Oh my God. Give it to him.
Men, and this is true.
Hey, why are you putting on Robbie? Poor Robbie is just sitting on the couch trying to do his commercials.
No, if
you're
men,
firing
no,
him on every
no,
job in LA right
men,
now.
Or be able to compete with women, men would beat every fucking time as far as sports. Am
there's,
I right?
There's certain things that you can't beat women at, though, right? Sports-wise?
Pretty much most sports, you're right.
Yes, most sports, yes.
Was it most sports, you said?
Because isn't sports all created for the men?
Well, no, I mean...
Sean made a good point. Isn't all sports created
like
for men?
You know what? That's a whole different fucking discussion. But at the same time, no, sports were made fucking to be gender fucking genderless.
Fluid.
No, gender fluid. We're not in a restroom. Genderless.
There are just a couple sporting events where women actually outperform men, and it's only in the realm of like super extreme endurance. So like,
which one?
All like ultra marathons or like.
Robbie's like the lawyer.
I'm obsessed with sports. So like, I think like there was a big
volleyball.
There's a big.
I mean, oh, is that wrong?
I definitely love watching women's volleyball much more than I love watching men.
Yeah.
You know, but so like there was that big whole thing when they're like, it was like could like Serena Williams beat like the top male tennis player?
Probably not top, but no, like right. I think she'd beat a lot of them.
No one in the top. I think no one in the top 150 for sure.
150, like, Robbie.
Yeah. And it's just it's a different game. It's like. I mean, but that takes nothing away from her, and I think the gulf between her and, like, the next tier of, like, women's tennis stars, I think she's the most dominant athlete compared in her sport, maybe in history. She's the best at her sport compared
I agree.
To
you
other
say,
people.
Um.
But, like, going against Prime Federer, it's, like, not, a, you know.
Yeah.
That's like,
Prime Federer.
That's like saying taking the fastest women sprinter in the world and putting her against, like, Usain Bolt. It's just not
well, what's this?
Ever right. gonna. It's not. And there's.
So we all agree that women aren't equal?
Because they're not in competition. That's but true. You go, like, women's long swimming, like, the super long distance, like, my girl Katie Ledecky is just dominating in
yeah.
the Olympics and the World Series. She can beat and has beaten men. Because there's that certain things where, like, the. Strength no longer comes in to be the most important.
What about
thing.
Scrabble?
See, that's silly.
I've lost a lot of Scrabble games to the ladies.
I've done curling, which is
no,
that's
enough. What about,
and that's
what about,
one where I feel like men and women both can have an equal.
No, no.
Like
what about
Mexican
what about
Hitler look at that Hitler look.
The fact that what about the fact that why are you recording me?
Jesus.
It's a podcast.
Are you talking about video?
No, no.
You talking about video?
No, yeah, it's video. What about the fact that Jesus Christ, I just cursed. I'm sorry.
What about what? What is your terrible opinion on this?
I just forgot my fucking thought.
Do you think a woman could be president?
Of course. Not.
That's a shocking answer from you.
You think I'm a goddamn fucking misogynist?
Out of all the Democrats, because you're very political, because you're a big weird fucking Trump
no,
guy. Who do you think is going to actually? Who's a Democrat that's going to come out of the Democrat
who's
race?
Who's going to be able to win? Who has a chance to win?
No, that wasn't the question. The question was who's coming out of the Democratic race?
Oh.
Who's going up against Trump?
This is what I'm saying. Like, who's going to be able to kind of? I think that right now. I want to have pizza with Buttigieg because that's on the fucking Facebook. It's like, get pizza with Buttigieg. So,
is that what's happening
right
now?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they targeting you?
Get ready to sign up for that shit. So, I'm ready to sign up for that. I think Joe Biden, if he shuts his mouth, he could be able to win. However, everyone else is just becoming a bunch of douchebags because it's all identity politics.
Is that true? Is that what you believe?
Yeah.
So and nobody's beating Trump.
Keep the guns in America.
What about you, Robbie? Who's your guy?
First of all, how dare you, you monster! My person is Elizabeth Warren.
My person. Sorry about that.
I don't know. So is this like a political podcast now, or what?
No,
what
I think we're just going jumping to topics.
Just jumping.
I love this. More of a gambling. podcast, really, because I want to know people's predictions, and when they don't come true, I want to trash you guys later. That's kind of what the goal is, right?
Well, is that where we're getting at, gambling?
That's what we're doing now.
I'm all aboard Elizabeth Warren. I think she'd be fantastic. I feel like the Democrats are going to just destroy themselves from within, and what should be the biggest slam dunk. It should be the biggest slam dunk to have a Democrat win the presidency after this first term, but they're not going to do it.
So how bad was that term, though?
First of all, it's going to be a fucking hard time. Let me tell you something. They're doing everything in their power to make
it. It should be so easy.
Exactly, but they're doing everything in their power to make it fucking up.
You're talking into a microphone. You don't need to.
Yeah, that being on or not.
It's not like you've been a working comedian for 15 years.
What? I know how to handle myself in a fucking mic.
Yeah? How dare you?
So, Jesus Christ. So, I guess, Rob, so, like...
Let's give it to Kabir, the other fake Indian.
So, my actual pick would be, I think Bernie Sanders is going to win the...
Fuck that!
It's going to be Bernie versus Trump. And I think Trump could potentially win. But that's just my opinion. Here's a better opinion. Who's winning the Super Bowl this year, boys? You get one pick, and don't be a Dallas.
Well, now,
honestly, like, so my pick for the NFL Super Bowl this year to win it all is probably, I think the Patriots are going to win again.
I was going to say it's hard to bet against New England.
They're always there.
They're always there.
Yeah.
But if you had to pick a second team, who would it be, though?
Kansas City.
Mine would be the Saints. They've been fucked 2 years in a row.
They have. I think the Rams are going to regress. I think.
Well, we've been
making some moves.
Well, I feel like the Niners are the best team to win it if it was a game of Madden and not the actual NFL. Because they have all these, like, speed guys.
Right.
And it's like, if I'm playing Madden, I'm going to just spread out, like, seven receivers and go.
You're not playing against eight-year-olds.
If I have to play against actual NFL players and where guys actually get hurt, I feel like the Niners are, like, a 9-7 team that, on paper, should be, like, a 12-win team.
Well, I'm just so bitter because fucking Zeke's yet to fucking...
I say get all your money that you can. I hate when people get mad at players for holding out. You know? This dude is severely underpaid in a job that can end just like that. He's gonna
I like that.
He's gonna have the CTE. He already has CTE.
not just the CTE.
If you could explain
the CTE
to people what's going on with Zeke.
Zeke Elliott's holding out for a new contract. He's underpaid compared to his market value. So,
I mean, I think he's the best. He's literally it's the difference between the Cowboys being a playoff team and not a playoff team.
Oh, easy.
He's very crucial. Easy.
Well, for some of you guys that don't know, Fernando is a Cowboys fan, and Robbie is a Niners fan.
Boo.
I'm a Seahawks fan.
Boo.
And you're Sean Reddy is a bitch ass Raider fan.
Boo.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Are you excited about the Raiders playing in Vegas?
Oh, of course I am.
Are you excited for those games, dude?
Of course I am.
Are you guys gonna have a home field advantage ever?
Nope. We're not going to have any of that shit. We are a traveling team.
That's crazy.
We have no home.
Are you excited about Antonio Brown?
Nope.
You know, it's amazing how you guys just immediately go to fucking podcast fucking face. When there's like a ticker going on, like, it's like tick-tock.
It only says, 8 minutes?
I feel like blah, 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 blah.
We have four more Raiders. Real quick, though. But when it comes to the Raiders, how many games do you think they're going to win?
This year alone?
Yeah. And we're going to have the best. Everybody's going to have a prediction of how many games that their team's going to win. One that's closest gets $100.
I'm going to say like 7 games, bro. We're not going to break 50-50.
So 7 is your mark.
We're not going to go 8-8.
7? All right. What about the Niners, buddy?
I know just like a minute ago I said 9-7. I'm going to say 10-6.
Oh.
10-6 is aggressive, homie.
Yo, that's real aggressive.
I think they're beating the Cardinals twice.
Okay.
I think they're beating LA.
Really? Once. So, by the way, the Cardinals look good, by the way. I like Murray, and I do really like David Johnson.
Murray? What is he, like 5'7"?
I don't know. I'm a fantasy football player. I don't really. I can't really, like, connect those with, you know, like results.
In college, you know, it's not college.
That's
the
true.
NFL, like, you have to actually be able to see over your offensive line.
That's funny, because he's 4'3".
Yeah.
I see Cowboys being a 500 team.
We're not asking you yet. So,
they're going to beat LA once. They're going to beat Seattle once. They're going to beat...
they're not beating Seattle ever.
They're going to beat Arizona twice. They're opening in Tampa. They're going to beat them. That's five already just off the top of my head.
You do believe that they're going to go in? Because, like, as somebody that bets on sports, my number one lock of week one is bet on Tampa Bay against the Niners on week one. Is that bad?
I mean, we'll see, right?
That's true.
I feel like good prediction. Most of the bets that you do aren't good.
You're a fucking loser.
I'm not a loser.
Okay.
I do my best.
Christ.
All right, let's talk this Cowboys psychopath.
No, obviously the Cowboys.
How many of you guys are going to win? 16? Piece of shit?
No, we're going to win 500. We're a fucking 500 team every single time. We fucking do changes.
Who's your favorite player on the Dallas Cowboys?
Jason Witten. He's back.
The whitest person on there. Dude, you're a racist. Bro, honestly, if you think about it, if you really look back at you, you're a racist Hispanic.
Look back, it's like a fucking Jason Witten.
What's your favorite thing about what's your favorite thing about Hispanics?
The favorite thing about Hispanics is their tacos.
See, you know, it's like we can't even have a real conversation with you because of the racism.
I love that you could have said my mom, my family. You're like, nah.
There was so many answers.
Their tacos.
Their tacos.
Not our tacos. No,
first of all, let me tell you something about Taco Bell. Fucking
we didn't
Bell.
Even talk about, okay.
He changed the game. You're telling me that fucking Mexicans are just like, hey, we got some fucking tacos with different types of meat. Mr. Bell came up with a goddamn hard shell that was like, you know what? We got Cool Ranch and we got nacho cheese, nigga. What's up? Bam!
All right, guys. It was... That's episode one. We did a quarter hour. Fernando Totoro,
what's happening?
Where can these people find you? Where can we watch
well,
you?
Obviously, because I said nigga, they can't find me anywhere.
You ruined everything. Fernando, honestly, what do we find you at? Do you have a website or a Twitter?
Yeah.
I haven't kicked you off social media yet, you fucking psychopath?
Fernando Totoro.
That's great. We got Robbie Cole over here. Mad love to Robbie Cole. Where do we find
Thanks
you on?
For having yeah, I'm on Twitter at Robbie Cola. Some asshole took Robbie Cole. And
somebody took Robbie Cole?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, what?
Yeah, some like early on like Twitter. They took it and then they eventually they got their account banned because I guess they did like hate speech. Oh, wow. So not only can I not like go claim it, I'm afraid that in the future somebody's going to find the other Robbie Cole's old tweets and it's going to come back to me.
Oh,
so I'm at Robbie Cola.
That's the best.
Instagram Robbie Cole.
You're gonna be like, did Fernando make these tweets for you? Are you the old Robbie Cole? Like, back again. Sean Reddy over here hanging out. Great set at Haha Club last night.
Thank you.
Where can we find you at, buddy? And you're making a movie too, by the way.
I am, yeah. I'm doing an independent movie in the Bay Area.
Sounds like a hit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the villain. So let's see how this goes.
You're the villain?
I'm the villain.
You're not the hero?
No. Obviously brown people can't be heroes.
We can't.
Go fuck yourself. There's so many
yeah, man.
You are such a piece of shit, Fernando. This guy, there's so many brown people. He's looking at the four goddamn Indians on a Coca-Cola commercial and saying that we're getting all the work.
Look,
you're
look,
an idiot. Go ahead, Sean.
I guess you guys can find me on... I'm the only Sean Reddy on any
Why are you making
media?
Me... I'm the villain of this fucking podcast. It's
you're
fucking
not
bullshit.
The villain.
Could he just plug his shit so
all
we can
right,
move
good,
on with
good,
our
good,
lives?
Go,
we'll
go,
do
go,
another
go.
One.
All right, fine.
What do we find you at? SeanReady.com, Coca-Cola, fucking what?
SeanReady Comedy on all platforms at SeanReady.com.
And you can see Sean Reddy September 10th at the San Francisco Punchline, thanks to me. And we can get Robbie Cole and Fernando, man. This is the podcast. It is the, it's my favorite. This was great. You know,
Fernando,
when I wanted to
final
do
thoughts,
this,
Fernando.
There was nobody else that I wanted. The first name that popped in my head that I wanted to do the first one was you, because you're fucking the most interesting person I've ever met in my life.
Oh, because of my racism.
It's not that. I think you're legitimately a psychopath. And the fact that, I mean, legitimately.
It's not, ladies and gentlemen, it's not racism. It's look, it's logic.
Okay. All right. Fernando Sotero. This has been the, this has been my podcast. My name is Kabir Singh. We'll see you next week. 25 on the dot. Robbie Fernando, Cousin Sean, and Robbie Fernando.
I like his downplay.